This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Central American governments to do more to help contain illegal immigration in a visit to the region on Tuesday. He also voiced concerns about the health of local democracy and human rights. Speaking at a joint news conference with the Costa Rican president, Blinken said the United States wanted to hear from its partners in the region about their shared commitment to managing migratory pressures. He said good governance is crucial for confronting the challenges and seizing the opportunities of this moment, and yet we meet at a moment when democracy and human rights are being undermined in many parts of the region. Blinken cited erosion of judicial independence, crackdowns on independent media, and the suppression of anti-corruption efforts to illustrate his point. He also noted that the United States had also suffered its own setbacks. Many immigrants stopped at the U.S. border are from three violent and impoverished Central American countries. Those are Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Washington has pledged to send aid in return for commitments to improve local governance. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau Tuesday laid flowers at a makeshift memorial in front of the Canadian Parliament for 215 Indigenous students whose remains were discovered last week at a former boarding school. The grim find at the site of the former Kamloops Indian Residential School was announced last week. Until 1969, the school was part of a network of boarding schools set up in the late 19th century to forcibly assimilate the country's indigenous peoples. Trudeau later retweeted a message saying this is a painful reminder of what took place at a residential school and the impact still felt today. This is VOA News. European Union government and parliament negotiators reached a deal Tuesday on rules that will force large multinational companies to disclose how much revenue and tax they pay in the EU and how much they pay in countries that the EU considers tax havens. The new law proposed by the European Commission in 2016 is part of the EU's efforts to fight tax avoidance by large international companies at a time when the EU badly needs cash to finance an economic recovery after the COVID-19 pandemic. European Union leaders are scheduled in the next few weeks to discuss once again advancing the long-stalled applications from Balkan states to join the bloc. But recent studies exploring the scale of money laundering in the region are likely to force France and the Netherlands, which among other member states want to delay EU enlargement. Albania, Serbia, North Macedonia, and Montenegro are all EU candidates and have expressed frustration with their stalled applications. Opponents to EU enlargement are already seizing on a study suggesting that the real estate market in the Western Balkans is being used to launder proceeds from drug trafficking and migrant smuggling, prompting soaring property prices in those regions. Workers in Memphis, Tennessee, in the United States began digging up the remains of Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest and moving the remains of the former Ku Klux Klan leader to a museum of the U.S. Confederacy in Middle Tennessee, hundreds of miles away. With the approval of Forrest's relatives, the Sons of Confederate Veterans is overseeing that move. A judge approved the move late last year after a long legal battle. The park where the remains currently lie was once named for Forrest, but it's already been changed, and the statue that once adorned the burial site has been removed. Vietnam is resuming the incoming international flights to its capital, Hanoi, and a business hub, Ho Chi Minh City, effective immediately after a few days of suspension due to COVID-19. This is according to the authority on Wednesday. The country had initially banned incoming international flights to the airport for a week starting Monday and to Ho Chi Minh City's airport until June 14th. The aviation authority did not say why it was resuming flights earlier than planned, but most of the COVID-19 cases in the current outbreak are locally transmitted, not from international passengers. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.